I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
By the way, your eyes and eyelashes are stunning.
You're so sweet.
Like,
thank you.
Really? Raven, is this what you fell in love with? Because I see it.
It's the eyes.
No, the whole bone structure is perfect.
It was the eyes, though.
Oh, the body see too? Yes, honey. I live.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Miranda Moments, where I dive a little bit deeper with a guest. And today I'm sitting down with Karamo Brown. Hey. Hi, Karamo.
Hi, I'm ready.
Welcome to Miranda Moments.
I love a Miranda moment.
Right? It's fun. It's cute.
It is.
Today I want to dive into friendship with you.
Okay.
And I think it's very interesting because friendship is easy for some, difficult for others. And I want to know how you made friends when you were younger.
Well, I'm not an introvert, so I've always been I'm an extrovert introvert. So like, and I can be woo, and then like, I need to be in my house. That's why I don't go out nowhere. Nobody don't see me out. But the way that I make friends is just seeing people who are most loyal. Like, and I'm one of those people, like, I don't test people, but you know immediately if you can like do something or be with somebody. And so when I was younger, I would just see like who would be there for me, like. If I say, hey, can you make sure you're there at 8 o'clock? Because I'm a little nervous to get on the bus by myself. And if they get there, I'm like, oh, you down. And then I just cultivate that relationship.
Do you have have you made friends as an adult?
Yeah, I'm 8. So this is the crazy part with me and friendships as an adult. I make a group of friends and then switch them hoes out like every 5 years. I do.
Really?
I do. I'm so known for like making a whole brand new friend group. Because I have my core. I have my core friends that I've had for 20 years that I'm like down for, that I know. And so then I'd be like, well, what season am I in? What kind of fun am I trying to have? You know what I mean? Like, after I broke up in this one relationship, I went to my like slut era and I wanted my slutty friends and I wanted everybody around me to be a slut. And then like I had eras where I was like, I want everyone to be like ballet and opera nerds. And so like I find those friends and like.
So you're able to like go to different groups and get different needs met, but then you have your core people.
That I have
who
my
are
core
just
people.
And is your core group smaller?
My core group is smaller. My core group is like 6 people.
And those are,
I mean, we hang tough. We don't separate. So they come around when I have these new friend groups and they always like, girl, who are you around
who are
now?
These people?
Yeah, who are these people? And they go with it. And then they see them disappear. And they're like, okay, who's coming next?
So what makes the core of the core?
Loyalty. Loyalty. I think that's the loyalty, communication, and honesty. Those are the things that make a real friendship. And if you can't find that in people, then you're looking for the wrong things. If you're looking for what they can do for you, if you're looking for how much they are there for you, then that's it. Loyalty means that we just got each other's back no matter what. We're always going to communicate through anything, and that's what makes the core of the core.
Have you found friendships that are more fulfilling than romantic relationships?
Yeah, my best friends are my platonic soulmates. I literally call them that. Like, I've lived my life with them. The other day, my best friends and I were talking about like the best moments of our lives. And it dawned upon me because I was having a hard time thinking about like, what's the best night of your life or the best day of your life? And it dawned upon me. And I said this to my best friend. This is a true story. I said, the reason it was so hard is because they're all the best because I'm with you. I've literally spent a lifetime with you. And so because we've spent a lifetime together, I just think every time I'm like thinking about something that was crazy and wild, I want something to stand out. But I'm like, it was a great night because we were together. And so, yeah.
That's amazing. Being a parent, do you feel a friendship with your kids?
Yes and no. I come from the old school a little bit where it's like, I'm not your friend, I'm your parent. But I allow us to have conversations where they can be open and I won't judge them like a parent would. So like, that's the real tricky part because I don't think that you should, like my son's mother and I, we talk about this, like she likes to smoke weed with my son. And I'm against that. I'm like, you're the parent. Like, if he smoke weed, it's cool. You smoke weed, it's cool. You come smoke weed with me. But you should never be like, let me light the blunt for you. You know what I mean? I think that's a slippery slope to like I've been at a Hollywood party here and I almost threw up. This woman was like, yeah, my son does coke. I'm gonna give him a little bump. And I was like, bitch, did you just give your son a bump? Like, what the fuck?
Puppy party?
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these folks? You know what I mean? But like, I think there's people placing stuff with it, like y'all doing the most. And I'm like, no, I'm your parent. The boundary of what a parent is needs to stick. Mm-hmm. And but if you have something that you really need to talk to me about, I want to know that our line of communication is open, similar to a friendship, where you can talk to me, because in that moment, I'm not going to judge. I'm going to be here to listen and guide you.
Yeah. I think it's really crazy when you see parents who are working so hard to try and be cool and be their kid's friend, because I, similar to you, feel that same way. Yeah. Like there are boundaries and lines.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that growing up in the world that I did in LA with a bunch of like private school.
So you knew the kids who did bumps with their dads.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was just like, this is so, and my family experience was so different than that. Like my, no way would that ever be allowed. And I just think it's really weird. It's so obvious too, I think, when you see parents trying to be these like cool kids.
Yeah. I always think to myself, you know, parents that are trying to be cool, haven't found themselves.
Yeah.
And they are latching onto their kids because they're lacking their own self-awareness in order to find peers that are their own age. Or they're so afraid of detaching from their kids and allowing their kids to grow that they're like, I need to be in their lives always. Mm-hmm. And like the healthiest things to know is like, you have your own life, your child has their life. And of course, that love will always be there. And then also, it's appropriate for your child to grow on their own.
Yeah.
And so, like, parents that do that, you got to do the self-work.
100%.
You got to do the self-work.
I think it's always proof. The proof is in the pudding
when
you
see. The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. When you see parents who are doing that, you're like, you just haven't figured yourself out and you need to. And I think that's a slippery slope. When it comes to your friends, do you have an open door policy? Are you like, mi casa es su casa, come in whenever you want, show up unannounced?
Only one.
Only one friend.
Yeah, only one friend can do that. His name is Trey. Best friend Trey can. He has. Best friend Trey has every code to every house. He has a copy to every key. He has copies to all my credit cards. He has. He has everything.
He's giving life partner vibes.
And I'm like, bitch, you really could fuck me up if you wanted to. Like, you really could just come in there and blow my whole shit because you have everything. But I have a key to his house as well. But he's the only one that open door. You stop by anybody anytime you want. But the funny part is the real friendship we have, we know not to.
Understood. You get the boundaries.
He got the boundary. Yeah. Like, he can come over anytime, but he always going to be like, hey, what you doing? You want me to come on? Like, we always still check in. And I think that that's, again, going back to, like, that healthy communication. It's like, you have full access, but we never take advantage of it.
Yeah,
But most people don't stop by my house and I know.
I hate that.
Don't do it.
I hate it so much.
Don't do it. And my house is always clean and always pristine. Like, I'm OCD. So it's ready for guests.
Yeah.
But I don't want guests.
No, same. I feel that way. I'm very much like, I want to plan you coming. And then I also want to tell you exactly when you're leaving, because that's it. Like, I have my limitations.
I want to let you know, you and I would be great friends.
I feel like we would be
like,
great
literally.
Friends.
I mean, like, literally, you would never be like, oh, Karam was overstaying his welcome. You'd be like, yeah, so we're probably going to get out of here at 5, at 4:40. I've already put on my shoes. At 4:46, I'm already at the door.
And you already knew that you had to take your shoes off. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You caught that. You
yes,
see?
Of course
you caught
I did.
That. Amen. I'm not tracking my shit to your house.
No.
I'm not doing it.
You are my
and
friend.
And as I'm in the car waving goodbye at 4:50, you're closing your door and you're like, bitch, we got another 10 minutes, girl. Like, let's relax.
I'm
like,
texting you in those 10 minutes to plan the next hangout because I was so happy about the one we just had.
Yes,
100%. What else are we doing together?
I got you.
We're not going shopping. We know that because we don't know how to shop.
We're not going shopping.
Are we doing like skincare stuff?
I can do skincare.
Can we get like facials?
A heartbeat.
Okay.
A facial where we can have some moments where we don't have to talk because we have the facials
like
on.
Like all of them mostly.
And now we're just watching the TV, but we're in each other's company.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Oh my God.
Sign me up.
So here's a problem that I have though. I have a problem making friends and keeping friends. My wife says that I want it too bad. So I come off like desperate and then I'm like, hi, let's like, you know, and I'm too eager. And then I get dejected though, because I don't always want to be the initiator.
Mm.
And so I feel like if I'm not initiating, things don't really happen. But I also don't really know how to articulate this. So I'm going to try. I feel like there are some people you meet and they just like hook into you.
Yeah.
You just feel them after you go and you're like thinking, I don't feel like I'm one of those people. I don't feel like I'm a hooker.
Into me. You've hooked into me.
You've hooked, maybe I'm maturing.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm like developing my hook.
Yeah.
But I feel like in the past I haven't had that.
I will say this to
maybe it's confidence. I
to
don't
your
know.
Wife's point,
yeah.
I understand how people in LA make it feel sometimes like desperation if you want it. But I also believe that at this point, once you pass 25 and 30, there has to be an intention about wanting a friendship.
Yes.
And I believe that one of the things that I see in adult life is, which is why I'm able to like create these new circles, is I'm always like, so do you really want to hang? Like, I'm really quick on being like, what's the intention? And once I get the first sense that they don't, I don't overly pursue it. I'd be like, you gone. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if you were to text me and be like, you want to hang, I am intentional about friendships, I would hit you back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think just, like, I think there is a bit of a confidence in knowing, like, bitch, the people who are going to be intentional about what you want are going to be there.
Yeah. I think also...
And let go those other hoes go.
Exactly. I think I put too much expectation or weight on friendships, but this is... I'm speaking from, like, a younger person, a younger brain, right?
Yeah.
When I just felt left out as a kid and I wanted to feel included in a group and have my people. But now as, like, an adult who's fucking busy, who's married, I don't have as much time, so therefore it's not as... whatever.
Yeah.
The intention, though, is more important, because then it's like, if I'm giving my time to somebody, it better be somebody who I feel good with, or we're vibing correctly, or I'm being refueled, because my least favorite thing is an energy vampire friend.
Oh, my gosh. Like, literally, the best thing I ever learned in my 30s is how to get rid of energy vampires, bitch. I sense them a mile away.
How do you do it?
Bitch, I'd be like, girl, you got too much energy for me. Let me go. And that's what that's my line, bitch. Yeah, that'd be my line. Because it's, when you say you got too much energy for me, it's a cute way. They don't feel insulted. They'd be like, yeah, girl, you know, like, whatever. And I'd be like, bitch, but it's too much, bitch. And I walk away, and I've told them why. And so I don't feel bad when now...
Yeah. Yeah.
We're done.
Moving on.
Yeah. And it's a cute way. I'm telling you, I'll take that. I'd be like, girl, your energy.
That's a good tip.
Your energy is a lot, girl. What did you do? Bye.
Now it's time for me to read you your Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent, or you can answer truthfully. Either way, your responses will probably be used against you in the comment section. So, guilty or not guilty, snooping through someone's bathroom cabinets on the first visit.
I don't snoop, do I? But do I snoop through people's cabinets? No, I snoop through people's other shit. Like, because the cabinet ain't got nothing new in it. So, like, cabinets, I won't snoop through, but...
You'll snoop through something else.
Yeah, girl, like, people forget, like, a top drawer really is where it's at.
A bedside table?
Yeah, girl, that's where it's at, girl. And I'm just gonna peep. I'm just gonna see a little bit.
I like
see what's going on in there.
So, guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty or not guilty, buying crystals for the vibe without knowing what they actually do.
Oh, I don't buy crystals, girl. That's a waste of money.
Amen. Guilty or not guilty, forgetting you're wearing a mic and talking a little bit too freely.
Guilty. Did you say guilty?
He said not guilty.
Not guilty. Not guilty. I'm fully aware, girl.
Guilty or not guilty, talking to your pet like they're a human.
If I say, aren't you a pretty girl, is that talking to them like a human? As a human?
So guilty.
Okay, guilty, guilty.
Guilty or not guilty, starting a show with someone and secretly watching ahead.
Oh, guilty. I'm watching ahead. I want to know the ending.
Really? Oh, we established this. You don't like surprises.
Yeah, I don't like surprises. So I know.
And
yeah,
then you
yeah,
just
yeah.
pretend?
Yeah, just I'm watching it again.
Oh, yes.
I'm watching it again, and I'm not going to ruin it for them, but I already know what's coming.
We're the same on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Karamo, thank you for having Miranda moments with me.
By the way, your eyes and eyelashes are stunning.
You're so sweet.
Like,
thank you.
Really? Raven, is this what you fell in love with? Because I see it.
It's the eyes.
No, the whole bone structure is perfect.
It was the eyes, though.
Oh, the body's tea too? Yes, honey. I live.
Hey, I love you. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you, everybody. Make sure to check out the full episode of The Karamo airing this Thursday, and I will see you next week with another Miranda Moments.